part of the Massachusetts effort to control health care costs is a first-of-its-kind state law that requires medical professionals to disclose prices. But a new study out today finds that law is widely ignored. The study was conducted by the Pioneer Institute, which phoned 96 doctors and dentists to ask about the price for some routine procedures. Pioneer Institute senior fellow Barbara Anthony made many of those phone calls. She told us she was trying to find out whether medical offices even understand the law.
In Massachusetts, we actually have a state law that requires that doctors, dentists, clinics, hospitals give consumers the price of a procedure before you obtain that procedure. The same is true for insurance companies. The issue here is anybody paying attention to the law? I would say at least half of the staff we spoke with in these offices had no idea that there was a state law that required that they give this price information to consumers.
What was the procedure in which there was the biggest price range?
The procedure that there was the biggest price range was the routine screening colonoscopy, assuming no polyps and no biopsies. And there the price range was between $1,300 and $10,000. And both of those ranges, by the way, were in the greater Boston area.
So that's enormous.
That is huge. I do not know what that range is all about, frankly.
You had trouble with some doctors or doctors' offices trying to get pricing information. Did eventually they all come through, or were there some that refused right to the end?
There were two that we sort of just gave up on. The worst were probably the gastroenterologists. The problem there is that a surgical procedure like that, which is very common, does involve the surgeon's fee, the anesthesiology fee, and the facility fee of the hospital or the clinic where the procedure takes place. And 50% of the time, our staff had to call each of those three entities separately. In some cases, it took us 3 to 10 days of doing nothing but calling, getting voicemail messages, going back and forth and back and forth. No consumer is going to do that. No consumer is going to make a career out of trying to obtain, you know, price information.
Well, what's your advice then to consumers, especially consumers with high deductible plans who are going to pay a lot of money out of pocket before the insurance kicks in?
Well, you know, my advice is to be assertive, not to give up. Feel empowered. You do have the state law on your side here. Call and demand the information. And if you're not getting the information, then I would make those complaints known to state authorities.
As I understand it, you say that doctors and dentists should post prices.
You know, dentists do that a lot. Many dental offices do have price lists, so it is possible.
But with other doctors, isn't it difficult because there isn't necessarily a standard price, especially when they're dealing with multiple insurance plans?
Every provider's billing department knows what the price is that that provider is supposed to be receiving from an insurance company. I mean, this is not a secret. How do you think we get bills? It's a question of kind of flipping it around now and letting people know up front rather than only after the fact.
I know that the results of this survey were a little disappointing to you, but is it getting better or is it not getting better in terms of the ability of individual consumers to find out how much a procedure is going to cost them?
Well, I'm not usually a pessimistic person, but I do not think, on the basis of what I've seen, that things are getting better. I think that providers, they need to have their office staff trained so that the first thing when someone calls is they're not treated as if they just landed from the moon or something and they're asking for something outrageous. If some people can do it, then why can't the entire industry do it?
Do you have any information about quality, whether you're getting your money's worth when you're paying a higher price?
Well, that's a really good question. We didn't look at quality. One of the reasons is that the healthcare profession has been very slow to develop uniform quality metrics, so it's very hard for a consumer to know whether the procedure by a particular provider is high quality or not. But a few years ago, Attorney General Martha Coakley's office really did the Commonwealth a great service, and they did some massive studies on the relationship between price and quality, and they used quality, you know, some standard quality metrics that they were able to use. And this was just about hospitals. And what they found is that there's no correlation between high price and high quality. Now, in general, we have good quality health care in Massachusetts. We all acknowledge that. But you can have a community hospital that is an excellent hospital that has high quality, that's being paid a low price, and you can have a large downtown teaching academic medical center that also has high quality and is charging a very, very high price for different procedures. And right now, it's all up to consumers to ask questions and not to be satisfied until you get answers. I mean, one question people should ask if they're having surgery, ask the doctor, how many times have you done this particular surgery? Or what's your complication rate? Doctors may be uncomfortable about that, but those are fair questions and questions that people deserve answers to.
Barbara Anthony, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Barbara Anthony is a former state undersecretary for consumer affairs and is now a senior fellow at the Pioneer Institute.